The Letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to St. Polycarp, translated by Lightfoot and Harmer. Ignatius, who is also Theophorus, unto Polycarp, who is bishop of the Church of the Smyrnians, or rather, who hath for his bishop God the Father and Jesus Christ. Abundant greeting. Welcoming thy godly mind, which is grounded, as it were, on an immovable rock, I give exceeding glory that it hath been vouchsafed me to see thy blameless face, whereof I would fain have joy in God. I exhort thee in the grace wherewith thou art clothed to press forward in thy course, and to exhort all men that they may be saved. Vindicate thine office in all diligence of flesh and of spirit. Have a care for union. There is nothing better than that. Bear all men, as the Lord also bears thee. Suffer all men in love, as also thou dost. Give thyself to unceasing prayers. Ask for larger wisdom than thou hast. Be watchful, and keep thy spirit from slumbering. Speak to each man severally, after the manner of God. Bear the maladies of all, like a perfect athlete. Where there is more toil, there is much gain. If thou loves good scholars, this is not thankworthy in thee. Rather, bring the more pestilent to submission by gentleness. All wounds are not healed by the same salve. Allay sharp pains by fomentations. Be as wise as the serpent in all things, and guileless always as the dove. Therefore art thou made of flesh and spirit, that thou mayest humor the things which appear before thine eyes. And as for the invisible things, pray thou that they may be revealed unto thee, that thou mayest be lacking in nothing, but mayest abound in every spiritual gift. The season requires thee, as pilots require winds, or as a storm-tossed mariner a haven, that it may attain unto God. Be sober, as God's athlete. The prize is incorruption and life eternal, concerning which thou also art persuaded. In all things I am devoted to thee, I and my bonds, which thou didst cherish. Let not those that seem to be plausible, and yet teach strange doctrine, dismay thee. Stand firm, like an anvil when it is hit. It is the part of a great athlete to receive blows and be victorious. But especially, we must for God's sake endure all things, that he also may endure us. Be thou more diligent than thou art. Mark the seasons. Await him that is above every season, the eternal, the invisible, who became visible for our sake, the impalpable, the impassible, who suffered for our sake, who endured in all ways for our sake. Let not widows be neglected. After the Lord, be thou their protector. Let nothing be done without thy consent, neither do thou anything without the consent of God, as indeed thou dost not. Be steadfast. Let meetings be held more frequently. Seek out all men by name. Despise not slaves, whether men or women. Yet let not these again be puffed up, but let them serve the more faithfully to the glory of God, that they may obtain a better freedom from God. Let them not desire to be set free at the public cost, lest they be found slaves of lust. Flee evil arts, or rather, hold thou discourse about these. Tell my sisters to love the Lord and to be content with their husbands, in flesh and in spirit. In like manner, also charge my brothers, as in the name of Jesus Christ, to love their wives, as the Lord loved the church. As if anyone is able to abide in chastity to the honor of the flesh of the Lord, let him so abide without boasting. If he boast, he is lost. And if it be known beyond the bishop, he is polluted. It becomes men and women, too, when they marry, to unite themselves with the consent of the bishop, that the marriage may be after the Lord, and not after concupiscence. Let all things be done to the honor of God. Give ye heed to the bishop, that God also may give heed to you. I am devoted to those who are subject to the bishop, the priests, and the deacons. May it be granted me to have my portion with them in the presence of God. Toil together, one with another. Struggle together, run together, suffer together, lie down together, rise up together. As God's stewards and assessors and ministers. Please the captain in whose army you serve, from whom also you will receive your pay. Let none of you be found a deserter. Let your baptism abide with you as your shield, your faith as your helmet, your love as your spear, your patience as your body armor. Let your works be your deposits, that you may receive the assets due to you. Be ye therefore long-suffering one with another, in gentleness, as God is with you. May I have joy of you always. Seeing that the church which is in Antioch of Syria hath peace, as it has been reported to me, through your prayers, I myself also have been the more comforted, since God has banished my care. If so be, I may through suffering attain unto God, that I may be found a disciple through your intercession. It becomes thee, most blessed Polycarp, to call together a godly council and elect someone among you who is very dear to you, and zealous also, who shall be fit to bear the name of God's courier. To appoint him, I say, that he may go to Syria and glorify your zealous love unto the glory of God. A Christian hath no authority over himself, but gives his time to God. This is God's work, and yours also when you shall complete it. For I trust in the divine grace that you are ready for an act of well-doing which is meet for God. Knowing the fervor of your sincerity, I have exhorted you in a short letter. Since I have not been able to write to all the churches, by reason of my sailing suddenly from Troas to Neapolis, as the divine will enjoins, thou shalt write to the churches in front, as one possessing the mind of God, to the intent that they also may do this same thing. Let those who are able send messengers, and the rest letters by the persons who are sent by thee, that ye may be glorified by an ever memorable deed, for this is worthy of thee. I salute all by name, and especially the wife of Epitropus, with her whole household and her children. I salute Attalus, my dear. I salute him that shall be appointed to go to Syria. Grace shall be with him always, and with Polycarp who sendeth him. I bid you farewell always in our God Jesus Christ, in whom abide ye in the unity and supervision of God. I salute Alce, a name very dear to me. Farewell in the Lord. End of the letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to Polycarp.